Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome back to the Mood Pod. It's your girl, L.E., the host, that is, Lauren Elizabeth. Okay, so I'm clearly feeling like a little awkward, and it's because I'm kind of like talking soft. I hate like doing my job, which is recording and filming and all that stuff, when I'm not just like in the comfort of my own home. And I'm currently in Flowrida, Florida, if you will, with my boyfriend and his family. And oh my God, we're going to talk all about it. But like, as you can see, there's like sounds happening, and like, I know that he's like on the other side of the door, and it's making me super uncomfortable, and I don't like it, but I need to be calm. Oh my God, this is perfect, because today's mood for thought is stop fucking caring about everything. Why do we care? Literally, why do we care? And I just literally caught myself caring too much, and that was dumb. So you know what? Noted. We're done caring. Let's do the episode. I don't care if anyone hears me. So before we get into today's mood for thought, let's jump into best mood and worst mood of the week. So obviously my best mood is offline because, like I said, I'm in Florida on vacay. And can we talk about how much better I've gotten at traveling? I'm basically a jet setter. And of course, I had like a little bit of anxiety before coming, making me kind of cranky and just like, ugh, I don't want to go. But I force myself to, and not for any other reason than to lay in the sun. That was legitimately the only reason. But I'm so happy that I kind of just told myself to shut up. Basically, how we talked about it last week when I gave really horrible advice of, if you're having anxiety, just stop. But it's really helpful for me, you guys. And so I came to Florida, and as much as I love my routines, I think that sometimes it's honestly so nice to disrupt them, for whether it's travel or an event or anything like that, because we're just human beings. Like, we can't be perfect all the time. So whether it's like, oh, I need to stop my diet for a second, or oh, I need to get out of my routine and go on vacation, it is really, really nice, because you're obviously going to get back to it. But I'm so glad that I stopped worrying about the whole routine of it all and just got here to Florida. If you can't pack up and get somewhere warm like I am, I think just being offline, honestly, is the best part. I mean, I've barely been on TikTok or Instagram, way less. I mean, I honestly wonder what my screen time has been. And I've read 2 books so far, and I've only been here for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And that's with also spending quality time and just relaxing, playing games. And I've also noticed that I have not been thinking about like how I look or anything, which is obviously something that stands out more when you're on like a beach vacation, because you're thinking about your body and stuff. And I love beach vacations because I, you know, make sure I pack everything and stuff like that. But just being in the sun makes me not want to wear any makeup. I just don't care. And I just absolutely love it. It's so nice that I'm already even thinking like, okay, how do I get to a beach again ASAP? Because when I get back to Chicago, it's going to be interesting. Like next week's episode, who knows if I have a mental breakdown once I get back to the Chicago weather. And then my worst mood this week before the vitamin D, I'd probably say I keep getting this like pulling feeling where I just want everyone to leave me alone. And I don't like it. I even had this moment watching TV where I was just thinking like, wow, I love the camaraderie on the screen. And I always think this, and I always say it, that camaraderie is like my favorite thing and it truly is my favorite thing about TV. And I was thinking that and I thought, wow, for someone who loves human connection so much, I really hold myself back by feeling the anxiety to isolate. So it's just really hard when you feel like you're pulling yourself in two different directions and you're just not sure which one is your gut and which one is anxiety. So I'm thinking like, do I really need alone time or am I just avoiding people? But then at the same time, I kind of felt myself getting cranky because of it. And it's like, okay, maybe it is my gut to be alone because I don't want to, you know, be a bad time and take this out on someone. So it's like this really weird dance and balance of figuring out, okay, do I need alone time? Do I need to push myself to get out of the house for a mood booster? Sometimes I don't know. And obviously, I always say, because my therapist has ingrained this into me, whenever I say, I don't know, she always goes, well, you do, so think harder. But I just think our reaction when we're feeling weird is automatically to be like, I don't know. So it's one of those things where I just have to really think long and hard about that pulling feeling and figure out like, okay, do I really want to be alone or not? Because alone time is good too. Am I isolating due to social anxiety or the fear of just doing something different? Does anyone else feel like that? Does anyone else get this or am I crazy? Well, we know I'm crazy, but I mean like in this regard. This segment is sponsored by Curology. Curology is a made-for-you skincare brand that pairs you with a licensed dermatology provider who analyzes your skin and prescribes custom treatments in the most personal way possible. Start your Curology journey today at curology.com/mood2023. That's curology.com/mood2023. Subscription required, subject to consultation. If you've been opting out of skincare, I get it. It's really time consuming. Sometimes you just don't feel like it. You're not on that side of TikTok. We all have different things, you guys. The truth is, most of us actually care about our skin. We just don't know where to start. And if you're looking for something simple that works without being complicated, then you have to get Curology. Curology makes skincare effortless. They create a custom skincare formula for your skin goals, which is why so many people, a lot of my friends love it because it is custom. Plus, they've got a cleanser and a moisturizer that are easy on your skin and super easy to use. It's amazing because everything ships like right to your door, ready for you to try. We love a digital girly. And you can sign up for Curology in minutes by sharing your skin type, skin goals. And then the best part, my favorite part, is a licensed provider can create a custom formula made for you. I mean, how cool is that? And you don't leave the house. It's gorgeous. Like one personalized formula that's all you, whether you struggle with acne, dark spots, or just want something simple and straightforward. They've also got some other amazing products though that you can add to your subscription. They have this acne body wash, which I find is great for boys, emergency spot patches, so you can do it up or keep it simple. I just find the whole thing so simple and quick in general, but I do also find myself adding things to cart. You know what I mean? I love it. And there's no more last minute trips to the store. You always got your stuff ready to go. It's so simple. I apply my formula at night so that it's just doing its thing while I sleep. Don't even have to think anything about it. And I've just noticed such an improvement in my acne. So start your Curology journey today at curology.com/mood2023. That's curology.com/mood2023. Subscription required, subject to consultation. We all know we're supposed to go to the OBGYN once a year for our annual checkups, but checking in with our fertility isn't usually a thing until we're ready for kids and usually, unfortunately, struggling to get pregnant. That's why Modern Fertility was created. You guys know how important I think it is to take control of your body, take control of your timeline. and just get the information that is so, so important for us as women, you guys. It's an easy and affordable way to test your fertility hormones at home. So all it is a simple finger prick, and then you mail it in with a prepaid label, and you'll just get personalized results within 6 business days. Then what happens is you'll get the insight into your hormone levels, like your ovarian reserve, AKA if you have more or fewer eggs than average for your age, which is of course just pertinent information. There's also other important factors that can impact your fertility, and the results really go deep into what every hormone means. And you can also download these results and actually take them with you to your OBGYN for next steps. And if you're thinking, okay, like, well, why am I doing this at home? It's because traditional hormone testing at a fertility clinic can cost over $600. And we don't have time for that. Modern Fertility tests the same general set of hormones for only $179. And since I care so much about you guys and I need you to freaking do this, be smart. If you go to modernfertility.com/mood, you can get $20 off your test. Plus, you can get reimbursed for the test through your FSA, HSA. If you want kids today or maybe one day in the future, clinically sound info about your body can help you make the right decision. Right now, Modern Fertility is offering my listeners $20 off the test when you go to modernfertility.com/mood. That means your test will cost $159, which is a fraction of what it would cost at a fertility clinic. Get $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/mood. That's modernfertility.com/mood. Let's jump into this week's mood boosters. Obviously, the first one, you guys, is just the vitamin D. Like, I cannot stress enough how much I need it. And it's so funny how we were just talking about, like, how anxiety holds you back and stuff like that. It's so weird because I think I hate change so much. So even when I was at home in Chicago where it was 1 degree, I was like, I don't know, but like, I'm kind of into winter. And then I get here and I'm like, this is amazing. So I guess I just don't give myself enough credit for how much I can, you know, just change and pivot and like another thing. It's just because I'm so afraid of change. But anyway, I'm going to stop not making sense and just say that vitamin D obviously has been a mood booster. And I will say that even if it's freezing, which it was legit 1 degrees when we left, just step outside and get the sun on your skin. You need it. Even the little doses help so much more than we realize. And a lot of the times with like the windows and your work environment and stuff like that, you're actually not getting like the real sun because the glass has all those like UV protecting layers and stuff, which is like great, but you need to get outside. And it's been really sunny in Chicago, even though it's frigid. So I would still just force myself to go get outside and get some vitamin D, even though I'm not like tanning or outside for long. It still just makes the biggest, biggest difference. My next mood booster, I told you guys it was Kindle last week. And let me tell you guys, we are ripping through. I finished The Housemaid. It was so good. And then I started Never Lie. And oh my God, I have to say it's even better than The Housemaid. Both were free on Kindle Unlimited. And I read Never Lie in 1 day. Like, that's why I've already read 2 books here, is because I started The Housemaid before I left, only read it for a little bit. Then I did Plane, and then I did the next day, finished it, started Never Lie yesterday, boom, finished it in a day. So freaking good. And this is exactly, oh my gosh, you guys, we are just calling ourselves out one step at a time on this podcast today, because I was about to say, I'm just loving it so much, I don't even want to change genres. But it's like, why do I hate change so much? I know it's like an anxiety thing, but oh my God, Lauren, just like read a different type of book. But I'm just having such a good time at the same time. I don't know. Oh my God. Ooh, that's not what this episode is about. I need to write this down so my ADHD doesn't forget it for therapy next week. Last mood booster, I think I'm saying this right, is the Sol de Janeiro. You know what I'm talking about? It's like the bum bum cream, but I got the bum bum cream, the oil, and the spray. And I said this in my Sephora haul, which is up on my channel, youtube.com/lovelaurenelizabeth. It is the most money I've ever spent at Sephora. It was insane. And I actually did get a lot of good stuff though. So go check it out. Of course, I haven't been living under a rock. I've used bum bum cream before, but I just wanted to buy the oil and some other stuff. Cause I, like I said, I got possessed by a devil and blacked out in Sephora and bought everything. I know it's all over TikTok, but you guys, it smells like summer and we need that right now. Like we can't deny it. And I like that it's a spray, and my regular perfume is just so damn expensive. So you know what? It's a mood booster. I'm saying it. And the oil, I actually really, really like. It's very, very good. Also, update to a mood booster probably a week or two ago is I did end up getting the Luxe Unfiltered Mousse, and I do really like it. I need to try it again though to give a full review, but my first impressions were great. It's, I think, saved. Actually, no, I didn't save it on Instagram. But I did post my first impressions about it on Instagram. And overall, I really, really like it so far. It's great. But I want to try it again to see if I can build it more with color and if I moisturize more, if it makes it kind of last better. Because like I said, it was 1 degree and my skin is way too dry to not be lotioning. All right, let's jump into today's mood for thought. And it's actually because one of you guys wrote in and said, when I asked about what you guys want to talk about in the podcast together, I didn't get all of those because there's this weird glitch on my Instagram where if I don't see everything you guys submit in 24 hours, I can't see it anymore, which didn't used to be a thing. So I hate asking again, but I guess just like DM me. Anyway, one of you wrote in and said, tips for caring less. And it spoke to my soul. I think especially with Valentine's Day next week, I feel like we need to care less about just all things. But in case that is something that you care about, I think this is perfect timing. I feel as though I stop caring more and more each week, and in a good way, because of course there are two types of caring and I don't want us to get them confused. I don't want it to get twisted, because if you don't care about anything, you're probably a serial killer. So there's genuinely caring for like your loved ones, being supportive, being a good friend, just caring about like the good stuff, right? Like being a good human on that basic level. But then there's overcaring, and it's very one-sided, I think. It's like you care about someone who doesn't really give a shit about you, whether it's legit toxic, because that can happen like in a toxic relationship, or maybe like after a breakup where like you care so much and they're legit not thinking about you at all, or you just care about someone else and you just care about what they think of you, their opinion, what they're going to say when they might not care about your opinion or they aren't even thinking about you, like that type of vibe. And when I say that type of vibe, it's, you know, caring about how you're perceived in a multitude of ways, like your choices, your clothes, your actions, putting too much weight in the hands of someone or something other than yourself, when in reality, your opinion is the only one that actually matters. I even say this in regards to family and partner and anything like that. Like the people that you genuinely care about and love, it doesn't mean that their opinion holds more weight than you. It doesn't mean that you should base your choices based off what your parents want and what your parents think is right. You know what I mean? I think that's kind of the oldest saying in the book. It's really not the oldest saying in the book at all. It's just what now I think our generation is very privy to, which is, okay, wait, I don't have to do what my parents want me to do. I can actually make my own choices type of vibe. Anxiety is really good at putting on a mask. And so it lies to us and tells us that we need to care about those things, when in reality, that's not the point of life. It's love and peace and being happy and having purpose. And that can only be true if we start with ourselves. Okay, you guys know it's kind of a hot mess. Literally everyone, including myself, duh, obviously, that's not even a question. Perfection is just an illusion, okay? So give it up already. This is coming from a vitamin and supplement company. Ritual knows it's basically impossible to get all the nutrients you need from your diet 100% of the time. So that's why they made the multivitamin that helps you focus on what's important, like filling key nutrient gaps to support foundational health. I love Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus Multivitamin. It's so easy. It just comes in a little capsule and it's minty and fresh and it's cute. I know that who cares if vitamins are cute, but I care. It makes me feel fabulous when I take them. It's a mood booster. And it's just like so simple. You don't have to do a bunch of different stuff. You can just be one and done. Just take your Ritual with you and you're good to go. It's a clinically backed multivitamin for women 18 plus with high quality and traceable key ingredients in clean bioavailable forms. With 9 key nutrients in 2 capsules per day, their unique beadlet and oil is even patented. I mean, how cool is that? It's soy-free, gluten-free, vegan-friendly, and formulated without GMOs. And my favorite part, like I said, is the minty essence in every bottle. So it keeps things fresh and helps you take your multis every day and it not be yucky tasting. So instead of striving for perfect health, aim for supporting foundational health. Great news, Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/mood to start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 plus to your subscription today. I know you love Symbiotica as much as I do, but if you don't yet, I'm going to drill it into your brain. Symbiotica is one of my favorite health supplement companies. They design sophisticated organic formulations that are scientifically proven to increase vitality and longevity, filling in those nutritional gaps that result from our modern day diet. One of my recent favorites, I put this on Instagram last week because I'm a smoothie girly again, is their plant protein. And it's not just an ordinary plant-based protein powder. It's also a greens powder packed with essential vitamins, minerals, and whole food nutrients. So I absolutely love putting this in my smoothie. It's one drink, double the benefits. So listen to this. This is all one scoop, okay? It's 20 grams of protein, 200 grams of raw greens, 3.5 billion probiotics, 100 milligrams of digestive enzymes, and 1,000 milligrams of adaptogenic mushrooms. I mean, what protein powder is that? All these ingredients work together to support gut health, boost energy, and even enhance athletic recovery. I mean, I like that it tastes good too, personally. So I just started using it a week or two ago when I started making my smoothies, and I just love knowing that I'm putting it in there and just being a wellness queen. You guys know that I love all their pouches. I love the magnesium. I love the longevity mushrooms. I love the activated charcoal, vitamin C pouches. Absolutely love, adore. Can't live without Holy Grail. Symbiotica is a lifestyle, not a trend, and they believe your mind and body deserve the best. So use code MOOD at checkout for 15% off your first purchase. This is in addition to custom bundle discounts, so you can actually get up to 45% off. So go to symbiotica.com to create your custom bundle and get 30% off. You can take the quiz to find the best supplements for your health goals. Don't forget to use code MOOD at checkout. So here are some of my tips for caring less as someone who cares less and less each day and is doing a very good job. I think it takes probably a big epiphany if you're someone that really, really cares too much and lets other people dictate your lives. But I've just never been that way. I think my caring is more so like I don't like being misunderstood. I don't like being judged. I don't like being in the wrong. So even though I'm very independent, I'm very strong-willed, and I like to, you know, be different and make my own choices and kind of dance to the beat of my own drum, is that a saying? I still am really sensitive and care about what other people think about me. So that's what type of caring that I've had to have less of. And I think in the past few months, especially, I just care less and less and less. So tip number one, figure out what you actually care about. And this is my favorite tip because like I said, everything starts with ourselves, right? But when you can separate your own opinions and values from others, you're not going to put as much weight in someone else's reaction to you. So when I give advice to someone, this is my go-to. They'll be complaining about something, right? Maybe someone else's opinion or what someone else is going to think or whatever. And I pick something I know they absolutely will not change their mind about, depending on who it is. So I'll pick something like going to church every Sunday. If I know that, you know, that's what they do, it's ingrained in them and that's what they like to do, or their dog, because they're obsessed with their dog and they love their dog, just something that's, you know, a part of them, but it is a choice and it is something that they stand by. So when they're complaining about something else, I say, okay, if someone came up to you and said, I think it is so dumb you go to church every Sunday, or I think it's so dumb how much you love your stupid dog. And then I ask, would that make you stop going to church every Sunday? Or I would say, would that make you get rid of your dog? Then they say, no, obviously. And so I say, okay, see, so why will you stand by that so much, but you won't stand by this? And a lot of the times it's usually something about themselves, right? You believe in the choice to go to church every Sunday. You believe in the choice to be a dog mom so much, but you don't believe in yourself in this other way. Why? So then that's why my next tip is to build confidence in the things that aren't as ingrained in you, like i.e. church or dog mom or whatever it is to you. And I think the best way to do that is to obviously get really honest with yourself. And by that, I mean calling yourself out on the negative thought patterns in your head or what you're constantly comparing or caring about. And obviously, like I had already said, figuring out what you actually care about. By that, I mean what aligns with your purpose, what aligns with the things you love, what aligns with your values, your morals, that kind of stuff. And a great way to build confidence for me has been starting the reminder cycle. And I think maybe a lot of people who overthink or have anxiety, the reminder cycle is a great way to interrupt the anxiety thought cycle. So I'll constantly be saying things to myself like, nothing really matters, so do whatever you want. Or no one is thinking about you, they're thinking about themselves. Or even just like with choices, just thinking, okay, well, no one's gonna die. Like everything's gonna be fine. You know what I mean? So I think it's just all these little different reminders of stuff that we already know of everyone's thinking about themselves, or they're probably thinking that about you. Just all those classic little things you see on Instagram or your mom told you growing up, even if you think they're cheesy or even if you don't fully believe them, you're still interrupting your thoughts with them. And it's rewiring the way you're thinking about things. It's nice to be honest with yourself and call yourself out in your head of like, why are you caring so much about what they think? They're probably thinking about themselves. Like, do they care about my opinion as much as I care about theirs? What is going to happen? Do I really want to live my life based on this other person? Like, just really getting honest with yourself the way that you would be honest with a friend and saying whatever you need to yourself to stop that cycle and start the reminder cycle in your head and get really honest with yourself. Like, why do you care so much about what other people think? Is it because you're insecure? Is it because you don't believe in what you're doing? Is it because you're lost? Like, those aren't necessarily bad things as long as you're being honest, become aware of them, and then work on them. And that's going to actually build your confidence in yourself. You're going to be so strong as a person. You're really not going to care about what other people think because you see how amazing you are. Something that's really helped me as I've gotten older is the reminder in my head saying, this is my life. And at the end of the day, why the fuck do you care? And this applies to people in real life. It applies to people on the internet, just anything. I think that it comes a lot with age, because now that I'm turning 29, I just think to myself that if any family member or friend or anything like that in life just kind of judges me or doesn't agree with maybe something I'm doing with my life, I just had this revelation where I was like, I'm 29. I'm fully an adult. I can legit do whatever I want. Like, I'm not a kid. Why do you care what I'm doing? And it still has a little bit of defense in it because it's clearly like, okay, it bothers me a little bit, but I'm not going to change because of your opinion. But it has really helped me a lot, just kind of getting rid of that inner child that cares so much about the validation of other people and needs to so badly learn how to be an adult and grow up and all that stuff. And then you get older and you've gone through so many things and you've experienced so many things and you realize that even when you fail or when you change or you mess up, everything's fine either way. So when you're making a new choice and someone's judging you, it's just kind of like, okay, but this is my life and I've been doing it really well for a while. Like, why do you care so much? And it also helps me be compassionate or more easygoing with others, because a lot of times I think to myself, okay, well, it's their life. And if they're happy, like, what do I care? It has nothing to do with me. And I think a lot of people that are even just, you know, those nasty people on the internet or those nasty people you know in real life are the ones that are like unhappy in their own lives and they're like judging you. And it's like, why do they care? Whereas like someone like me who maybe doesn't agree with someone or doesn't care about their choices, like I don't have to go out of my way to tell them that or judge them or whatever, because it has nothing to do with me. And as long as they're not hurting anyone and they're happy, like I literally do not care what you're doing. I think a lot of times people get so worked up too. Like the greatest example is when someone is dating someone you don't like, and it's like, okay, but I don't have to date them and they're happy. No one's getting hurt. Like, why do I care so much? And it's hard, obviously, but it's because like we put ourselves in their shoes and like we overcare too much and we forget that we have to let people like experience life and experience their own mistakes and experience all of those things. And we can't protect people from that. And it's not that you have to not care at all about the people you love if they're making mistakes, but it's like you can't control them and you can't, you know, necessarily even protect them. But especially if they're happy, it's like, okay, but what do I care? I'm not the one who has to live with this person. Like, go ahead, do it as long as you're happy. But obviously there's bigger things. There's some smaller things. I think a lot of the things we care about is judgment. And, you know, we always I think like the easiest and the oldest tale in the book is Dance Like No One's Watching, when in reality, I guarantee you, so many people wouldn't just get up in the middle of a restaurant and dance like no one's watching because we are just so concerned with other people. And in reality, it's just like those reminders that we just talked about. No one's thinking about you. They're gonna forget about you. Like, no one's gonna die. Life is so short and it's kind of so stupid. We can do whatever we want. So like, what the fuck? Like, why are we all so weird? And I'm talking about myself too. It's just ingrained in us to care so much what our life looks like to others and not how it feels to us. It's obviously human nature to gossip and judge because it's how we establish, you know, like the bar. Oh, like this is good, this is bad, because we have to compare things to each other to like set these precedents and know where everyone ranks throughout the social system. But at the end of the day, these things are all just fleeting, and then people go back to worrying about themselves, right? So I always think to myself and to my friends, do you really want to spend your whole life caring so much about the things that don't matter and missing the opportunity to live it? Experience things, fuck up, build character. Do you really want to have someone else's opinion and someone else's judgment dictate your life? Or do you want to do whatever the fuck you want because who cares? A wise man once said, YOLO. So you know what, guys? On that note, happy Valentine's Day. And who fucking cares about it? Because it's a Hallmark holiday and it's stupid as fuck. I do want a present. I would like jewelry, but that's because I love jewelry and I just am taking advantage of the system. Not because I give a flying fuck about Valentine's Day. And remember, and this is me being judgmental, but it's my opinion and you don't have to agree with it. I think it's really, really weird when you go out to a restaurant on Valentine's Day and there are tons of tables of two. It looks like a giant speed dating event and everyone's there doing the same thing. And I just think it's so fucking weird. Like when you go out to dinner to celebrate a birthday, like everyone else dining around you is just out to dinner and like you're celebrating a birthday. But Valentine's Day, it's like everyone's there doing the same thing and it's all tables of two. It's weird. Okay. I think it's stupid and it's weird. So if you're feeling bad about it, who cares? Do whatever you want. And if you like doing that and you love it and you want to get taken out, go have a great time. Who cares? No one cares about anything. We can care about some stuff, but I hope you get the point. If you don't, I'm so sorry, because, you know, I'm just living life just like you guys, trying to learn, trying to live, trying to, I don't know, figure it out with you guys. So thanks for listening and doing it with me. Make sure to follow at the Mood Pod on Instagram for more mood boosters, and mostly me at Lauren Elizabeth, because my ego is fragile. I do care sometimes. Just kidding. I don't. I already lost 1,000 followers again. It's all good. I saw it this morning. I went, who cares? See, we're growing. We're changing. We're evolving. But seriously, follow me. Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's mood episode. Make sure to give 5 stars in the Apple Podcast store if you're feeling generous. I can't speak. That was a weird way to say generous. Subscribe, send to a friend, and I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.